Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I'm joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Seth Habacker.
Good morning.
And we kick things off the way we like to around here with our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center, Mr. Paul Trombley. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How you doing, sir?
Doing well. How are things over there?
We're doing good over here. The temperatures this past, the last couple of days have been really nice.
Yeah.
It seems like we're getting a kind of a nice ease into August here. Is that going to continue, Paul?
Yeah, still looking at the next several days. Pretty nice temperatures. Still looking to be enjoyed here for us. And still looking at a couple more opportunities for some showers and storms also building up our direction. So still seeing some of those chances. Still even could see a few scattered showers or storms develop later today in the afternoon. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun. Mid-80s, west wind 5 to 15. Scattered shower storm chance early tonight, 57. And then back into some sun Thursday, 80. 57 Thursday night. Some shower chances moving overnight. And still looking at some showers, some storms on Friday, 81. 58 shower storm chance in a Friday evening. So far, the weekend looking quiet in the first half. Certainly looking at some low 80s both days, some sun Saturday, maybe a few more showers and storms Sunday, especially late Sunday into Sunday night after high in the low 80s. And high still up near 80 into early next week. So, yeah, pretty nice pocket with these temps as we head to the next several days.
Not bad at all. Not bad.
Mm. Yeah.
Sounding good, Paul. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate it. We'll get people going tomorrow. We'll join you. We'll talk with you then.
Sounds good.
Have a great day, Paul. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Yep, you guys too.
Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trombley in Weather Eye Weather Center. Always looking forward to talking with them. We'll talk more tomorrow, get you into Thursday. I had to remember what day it was. I got to be honest with everybody. I got to be honest.
Okay, I thought that's what was happening over there.
Yeah. It's like, huh, is it Wednesday already?
You don't get to talk about the weekend yet. Just
nope. Nope. Almost did, though. Almost did. We'll get people ready for the weekend on Thursday. No, I'm sorry. Never mind.
Weekend Eve. Yep.
Well, we will. I do know what we're talking about later. That much I know.
Okay.
We're going to kick things off talking a little bit of subtitles. We'll get into that. And peak dinner time here in America.
Mm. Ooh, interesting.
We got those. We teased this over on our sister station on the Sunrise Show. Be sure to join us 7 to 8 Monday through Friday right there. Most popular beer in America. What is the most popular beer in America right now? We're going to get into that.
Okay.
And in the 9 o'clock hour, of course, we got some entertainment news. And after that, right before Melissa's news, I got a good one here. The 10 things we all do but never mention.
Okay.
Secret about it. Yes.
Shout out to Reddit and these great lists that they have. It's such a great, such a good job for that. So that's all fun. We're going to get into all of that coming up here. But actually, if you all don't mind, Seth and I have something that we want to get off of our chest and announce, because I think we've done a very good job, Seth, holding down on this.
We have. We've teased it a little bit.
Yeah.
But we, if you've been paying attention, and over the last couple of weeks, we've been teasing that we've got a really cool, very kind of big guest coming up on Director's Cut. And now, since yesterday was the day we recorded the interview, we can actually say that we are going to, not this Sunday, but the August 20th, we're going to be welcoming Mary Jo Peel, an alumnus best known as a writer and performer on the show Mystery Science Theater 3000. Mm-hmm. And she's done lots of stuff since then, of course. So we're going to be talking. We talked to her about that. But this is a pretty big deal. She's she's well known within entertainment circles and comedy circles. So we were so excited that she agreed to do the interview. She was so awesome yesterday.
Oh,
we had so much fun during the interview, and we're still riding the wave of that, man. We're still it was really awesome. So coming up August 20th. Director's Cut, Mary Jo Peel is our guest.
Woohoo! Geeks unite.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It was such a beautiful time to be able to talk with her.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't have been more giving with the conversation and kind to us and fun. She was a lot of fun to talk to, you guys.
She's got a great laugh.
She was just such a good laugh.
An amazing laugh. And such a getting good her laugh. To laugh was just a highlight. It was so much fun. Yeah. Oh.
We had a great time hanging out and talking with her. And just a big thank you to her for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a book that came out a little while ago, but she didn't really have anything to promote. She didn't really have, it wasn't something like that necessarily as it was. She had the time. She seems to do a lot of supporting of Midwest, you know, things like this podcast. Yep. And that, and it was just really cool. I have to say, I was driving back yesterday. Well, I was driving to work, and I've never had a worse driving. I've never driven worse in my life than the 10-minute drive from my parents to here. Not even 10 minutes. I was just so focused on the interview. I had the radio station I turned on was not coming in, and it was just static the whole drive, and I didn't even notice. I didn't even pay attention. I was so focused on it and everything, and I wasn't much better when the interview was done. It wasn't until I was around my dad. My parents are getting some blinds and the windows done in their house, so we were taking blinds down and we're talking, and he's like, "Now, Jimmy, I don't usually see you like this unless it's you just did a show." And that was, and it took me him saying that to realize it. It felt like we performed. It felt like we had a show there that we did. It was really, really cool. And that starts with her and how giving she was of not just her, answers to our questions and everything, but just the self-deprecation and the kindness of a, you know, Midwesterner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mary Jo is from Minnesota, for those that don't know.
Yep.
And it shows. Yeah. It really does. It really does. In all the best ways. In all the best ways.
Right, right. I do want to just really quick touch on her book that she released, because the whole concept was really interesting. It's called Dumb, 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 My Mom's Book Reviews.
Yes.
And basically, after her mom passed away, they found a little box with index cards of the reviews of all the books her mom had read.
Oh, wow.
Because her mom was a voracious reader. She read all the time, and she had to keep track of which ones she'd read. She would forget. So as she was going through these things, she realized there were parts of her mom she didn't know. And these brought those to the fore, and it kind of reconnected her with her mom. And that's why she wrote this book about that and how, her relationship with her mom. And it's a really cool book. So, and it's very funny. She is so funny. Anything she touches is hilarious. Yeah. So,
be sure to check out Director's Cut August 20th. It's going to be a great one. Of course, this Sunday, hopefully we're booked because the Rafters are in the playoffs.
Exactly.
If not, we'll have a rerun. We'll play for you. But that one is coming up August 20th. And we're going to be having plenty of our Hoozles guests on Director's Cut and other shows. And as always, we're looking for artists. We're always looking for artists, for creatives out there. You don't have to play an instrument. If you are a magician, if you're a puppeteer, if you are a dancer,
doesn't matter.
We want you on Director's Cut. Reach out to Seth or I or anybody here at our studios, and we'll get you on the show. Melissa sent over a great one the other day for Playmakers. We're going to be setting up an interview with talking a little.
Awesome.
It's going to be really fun. Looking forward to that. So we appreciate that, Melissa, by the way. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I could talk the next hour about Mary Jo, but we'll move on. I want to get into this one with everybody. Are you someone who doesn't mind having the subtitles on, or do you find them too distracting? Well, it sounds like most people turn them on occasionally, even if they know the language and don't have hearing issues. In a new survey, 66% of people say that they turn their TV subtitles on at least occasionally, and 13% say doing it always. They always have them on. There are a lot of reasons people do this. The two most popular are enhanced comprehension, 27% believe in that, and to help understand accents, 26% with that one. That's like adding subtitles to understand thicker English accents or British shows, or even regional American accents like Appalachian, Southern, or South Boston. 22% of people like to have subtitles on a noisy place. The other reasons include hearing difficulties to avoid disturbing others, learning a new language, sound sensitivity, and easier to multitask.
Oh, that's true.
The reasons people don't like subtitles include they're distracting and don't always match the words being spoken, they move too fast or slow, they can clutter the screen, or they're inconvenient to turn on. When it comes to watching shows in a different language, subtitles are more than twice as popular as dubbed audio. The survey also had a few other fun stats, like 8% of us think today's movies and shows don't have enough sex scenes. That's insane to me.
That's what?
That's bull hockey.
That's insane to me. Yeah, there's too much.
There's nothing but sex scenes, man.
Yeah, there's way too much.
They were only polling 16-year-old boys.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yes. Well done, Melissa. Yeah, yeah.
That was good.
I wouldn't have as much of a problem with it if they actually had like an original one. Like, but they're all the same, and they're all boring, and
there's nothing interesting there.
Only 37% of us think that sex scenes seem realistic. Duh. And 43% of us think that they are rarely important to the story. 43% of people, almost half of the percent of people, would like to see less of them.
Yeah, you know? So, yeah,
and
there
we're not prudes or anything around here. If you listen to our show five minutes, you know that. Do you guys do this? Do you use subtitles quite a bit or at all, Melissa?
You know, it depends on the circumstances, like they mentioned. If I'm trying to keep the volume down because I don't want to disturb somebody else in my house, I will put the subtitles on. But otherwise, if I want to watch a movie and be fully engaged and immersed in the movie, no words on my screen.
Yeah.
I do like if I watch a movie in another language, I would prefer the subtitles over the dubbed audio as well.
Yeah,
because I feel like you get the feeling from the actors better in their original language. It's not the same translated into English. Mm-hmm. I'm also going to push back against the multitasking. Like, what the heck can you do while you're reading
subtitles,
words on a screen?
Yeah, I don't. Like, I don't get that one either.
You can listen to somebody talk to you? No.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can't look anywhere else. I don't get the multitasking with that. I think that's bull.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Yeah. Seth, do you do this?
I do. Almost everything now. And generally it's because my hearing's fine, but the two reasons I find that make it interesting is because, I like to know exactly what they're saying, you know, more comprehensible. And I have to give credit. Subtitles are much better than they used to be.
Yes.
Because back in the day, they would do it beforehand and they would use the script. Mm-hmm. But of course, the script changes as actors add, subtract, that kind of thing. Directors add, subtract. So then it wouldn't match. But it matches much better now than it used to.
There's nothing worse than bad subtitles.
Yeah, then it's
when you're
like
listening to the audio and reading the subtitles, you're like, "What? That's not what he said."
No. One of the reasons I like it is because you get to see character names.
Oh, yeah.
They show you what the actual name of who's speaking. So that's kind of cool. I like that. The downside is it ruins jokes.
Yes.
Because the punchline will show up first, and then they'll say it, and it's like, oh, darn. And then it doesn't quite land as well because the timing is off because of that. So that's one of the downsides of it. But in general, I do it anyway. I do subtitles most of the time.
I'm not watching movies with you.
When were you going to anyway?
Hey, it might have happened.
Maybe. Growing up, we used to sneak in. They'd have like, you know, those, especially at the downtown theaters and stuff, they would play like eight, you know, action movies in a row. And they were usually like spaghetti westerns and some of the foreign movies coming over from Japan or China or something. And they were horribly dubbed. But there was no subtitles. For me, I prefer, like you said, Melissa, I prefer the even bad dubbing opposed to reading. I'm not a great reader, and it takes me a while to read. And so when you have subtitles up there and a character is giving like three lines and it's up there and I don't understand, I'm trying to read that and then they've already moved on before I've even finished.
Yeah.
But I don't begrudge people that use them. I get that. Especially if I'm staying at my parents' house, what I'm watching or listening to, they do not want to hear. So it's on headphones. I don't think I need subtitles because of headphones. I listen to so much through headphones. I have been very worried about my hearing in the last couple of years and been trying to be, you know, very smart about how much volume I use and how often I use my headphones, especially considering the field I'm in where you kind of need them.
You kind of need them right now. Yeah. So,
but I agree with you, though, about giving credit where it's due, too, though, because it's impressive to me where they've this was one of those things that I thought that they'd be very late to, and actually they are pretty early on about taking care of things for handicapped people and for people that struggle with this stuff. People that are deaf should be able to enjoy movies too.
Absolutely. You
know, and that's, I think all these big websites, big streaming services, almost all of them have done a pretty cool job of making their own, in part because they have to. These things are copywritten.
Right.
I think it's Amazon where it goes with where the character is standing. The subtitle will show.
Oh yeah, like yeah, I think that's an option. The screen.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Things like that I think is very helpful for people like myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you. Like shows like The Witcher or Game of Thrones or stuff like that or anything Lord of the Rings based. Like some of the names and the locations.
Yeah, I was going to say sci-fi.
I can't remember half that stuff, man. Like they just mentioned a name. I haven't heard that name in two movies. Who are they talking about?
Yeah, exactly. It helps. Makes it a little helpful. Yeah,
it does help. I could see both sides of it. I really can. And those with children. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's very
loudly playing in the room next door. Yes.
It's very understandable to have subtitles in that case. We will take a break. We'll come back with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club. We're doing some celebrating on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends at Misty's Menu, and it's time for you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message any of our team here at the studios.
Mm-hmm.
You can also direct message us on Facebook. Just type in your search bar, WFHR, direct message us. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We got a great list today. I got three possible qualifiers, but four to celebrate.
Ooh.
Seth, give me a 1 through 3.
3.
All right. Gives us that qualifier so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, they can't win, but they win just being together. Happy 43rd anniversary to Randy and Judy Paul.
Happy anniversary,
Randy and Judy.
Yeah.
Randy is, I think, if he wasn't already, has become the voice of sports on this station.
I think you're right. Yep.
And I think that's well-earned. Very, very well-earned. Kevin Harlan and Randy, those are my two, outside of obviously Bob Uecker. Bob Uecker is in a different echelon and everything. But those are my two favorite voices to call games. I'm not just saying it because Randy's a partner of mine and we work together on Playmakers and all these other things. I genuinely love the way he is always calls a game, to the point where even if I don't necessarily care about the game, I'll tune in to hear Randy a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he cares and works so hard at this, and I cannot express to the audience the amount of hours and time this man has put into this station, into this community, that he ain't gotten paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Like he gets paid things, but not nearly. He puts in a lot, like Playmakers, for example. Randy will come in here with all these notes and all this work and stuff, and he doesn't get paid for that hour. Like, he comes in and, he just does it. He just wants to be, likes the show, loves this area, and really loves this station.
Mm-hmm.
And Judy is amazing. Judy's wonderful. A really sweet human being. Randy, Judy, enjoy your 43rd. 43.
Yes. Nice.
Nice.
Let's see here on our list.
What is that?
40th is a ruby, and 45 is sapphire.
So a gemstone of some kind.
Yeah,
we'll just throw that in there.
Yeah.
Kind of gemstone.
And a real one, Randy. A real.
Just get a purple one. Red and blue makes purple.
Oh, that's
nicely
true.
Nicely done. Yeah.
Like an amethyst. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you do with that? Yeah.
I like seeing on this list what the traditional gift and the modern gift are, and when they're the same. Like now, like ruby and sapphire, the traditional and the modern gift are the
same.
They
are the same.
That's kind of cool that's stuck.
Some things last forever.
Yeah. Let's get to some birthdays here. Holly Godfrey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Holly.
Also a happy birthday to Emily Heather.
Happy birthday, Emily. And,
happy birthday. And, she's got two first names.
Yeah, enjoy your day. And our qualifier, Bev Don.
Oh, Bev, happy birthday.
Congratulations.
Enjoy your day, Bev. I hope it's a great one for you. Almost called her Beverly. Almost. I don't know if she likes that or not. That's true.
You're not sure. Yeah. If they said Bev, you probably should go with that. Yeah.
Enjoy, Bev. You're our qualifier.
Yeah.
And I have one more honorable mention. It's my only older brother's birthday today.
Oh, nice.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Chris. Have a great one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a marvel you made it this far with having Melissa. No,
actually, it's a marvel I've made it this far.
That's probably true. Yeah.
Chris sounds awesome, though. You've talked about him a couple of times.
Hates it when I mention him, but it's his birthday, so I get to.
You got to. Got to do it.
There's at least one day a year we get to embarrass our siblings, and it is their birthdays.
Yes.
Have a great day, indeed. Chris. Enjoy your day, Chris. We hope it's a great one.
Unless you're my sister who has no shame. But other than that, you know.
Nice. Let's take a look at some celebrity birthdays here. Adeline Kane is 33. She is Dr. Julius Malone and and Grey's Anatomy. She was also Mary, Queen of Scots on CW's Reign.
Ooh. Did she lose her head?
Well done. Well done. I think one of the better character actors developing a career and going to go on to do really, really amazing work. Bill Skarsgård is 33 today. Mm. He was Pennywise in the It remakes. He was the Shawshank Prisoner in Castle Rock, which apparently really good series, and he was very good on that. I came to know him as Roman Godfrey on Hemlock Grove, a Netflix show.
Ooh, I remember that show.
The first two seasons, really interesting, really good. Still to this day, I've never seen somebody them turn a human being into a werewolf cooler. Mm, like it's the coolest I've ever seen done of that. Bill's character in there was something I've never seen before, too. And his stillness and his stares are so unparalleled. It's really good. He's also very funny. He does really good comedy. He was he cameoed in the Deadpool movie and was hilarious and got paid like a buck for it or something like that.
That's nice.
He's one of these guys that loves to work and loves working with people more than fame. And I think that's actors like that, it's only going to benefit. And he's a Skarsgård. So.
I was going to say, is he related to the other acting Skarsgård, Stellan and all the... Okay, all right.
That's becoming quite the family.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. It's true.
But he could also play a young Steve Buscemi. If he wanted to remake anything.
Nice.
Almost he looks like him.
He kind of does. Yeah, I never thought of that. Yeah, you're right. Wow. Oh, I'd love to see them play father-son.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. That'd be really good. The great Anna Kendrick is 38, the star of the Pitch Perfect movies. Mm-hmm. She's Poppy in the Trolls movies, Cinderella and Into the Woods. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest, I haven't seen a lot of her work, but I've seen her in interviews and I've seen her on SNL, and she blew me away. She is very talented.
She's very talented.
Didn't she have a hit song, too?
Cups.
I think you're right.
She's even got a sing in the career. She's very talented. Let's see here. Kevin McKidd is 50. Dr. Owen Hunt on Grey's Anatomy. So we got another Grey's Anatomy guy there.
Well, who hasn't been on? No, I'm just kidding. It's been on so long.
That's not a bad point, actually.
20-some seasons.
Yeah. The great, the wonderful, the amazingly talented Thomas Lennon is 53. Mm. Many people know him as Lieutenant Jim Dangle in those wonderful shorts on Reno 911. He was, for a while, Felix Unger on Matthew Perry on the remake of The Odd Couple.
Yep, that's right.
But I and many of my people out there will know remember him from The State, one of the greatest sketch comedy shows of all time. It was on MTV for a good couple of years there. Mm-hmm. And Tom was the kind of the dad on the show. He was the head writer. He was kind of the guy that kept the... I relate to Thomas Lennon on so many levels because when I was in high school, I was the guy that had to be the adult. I hated it, but I was the guy that had to be serious. Mm. I had to be. Who am I kidding? I was the serious one. I had to be.
Couldn't help it, actually.
He had to do a similar thing on The State that show. And The State, look at all the actors that spawned off of that show, along with a lot of the cast of Reno 911.
Yep.
Great show, by the way. Reno 911 was hilarious. It's a good show. Eric Bana is 55. He was two Hulks ago.
That's true. He was.
I think, yeah, was it? It was two Hulks ago.
Yeah, okay, it was. That's right.
Good actor, though. Very good actor.
He played a King of England, too. I can't remember which one off the top of my head, but yeah.
It seems like he's, since playing the Hulk, and kind of coming back, he's really enjoyed his career.
That's good.
You know, he's been enjoying it more. I don't think he really liked the fame and all that a lot too much.
Yeah.
The great, the wonderful Gillian Anderson is 55 today.
Oh, She's one of the best.
Really, really is.
I am going to say, okay, everyone knows her, of course, from X-Files. Mm. But I'm going to make a pitch for a British, because she's a dual citizen. She's both British and American. She did a British TV series back, I don't know, it was, I think, in the early 2000s, yeah. Bleak House.
Yeah.
Which she does that whole show is amazing, but she does such a good job in it. It's really good.
She's one of the first names I bring up when I talk about American actors that can do an English accent.
Yep.
She was on American Gods, and she had a cameo bit part on there, but she played basically the internet. Oh, you know, kind of. And she's like, at one point she's Marilyn Monroe, and another part she's somebody else. And every person she was nailed it.
Wow.
Just incredible. Like, I'm a big fan of hers, and I didn't even know she had that in her, that she had that level she could go to.
Mm-hmm.
I think if all you've ever seen of Gillian Anderson is The X-Files, as much as I love that show and how great she was on that show, integral to the show, I almost feel like that's the lesser of her work. Just because of the things I've seen that she can go so high at and so good. It's not taking anything away from Dana Scully, because that's a great, that's an iconic
character. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I got to add one more thing here. One year, Beth went as Agent Scully for Halloween.
Oh.
Spitting image. She looked exactly like her. It was almost scary. It was scary.
I bet.
Weren't you a big X-Files fan, Melissa?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, because I just got to experience it recently in the last few years.
Nice.
I never watched it when it was on, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. maybe the greatest cornerback of all time, at least one of them, Deion Sanders is 56 today.
Neon Deion.
Yeah, Deion, he's a Super Bowl, World Series, and Super Bowl winner. Mm-hmm. You know, the last real dual sport athlete to pull it off. Brian Jordan did it a little bit.
But, yeah.
Deion, like what Bo did was amazing. What Deion did was kind of put it on the pop culture level.
Mm-hmm.
Bo was doing it on an athletic level, to where athletically you just couldn't, you marveled at what he was doing. Deion, man, Deion did it and put it in lights. Like, literally, lights. Neon Deion.
Yeah.
there are a few people I've seen my papa. My papa's never really been too big of a fan of showing off or anything like that. My Deion Sanders picks off a ball. He's, like, high-stepping for, like, 30 yards down the field. And I look at my papa waiting for him to yell at him or something like that. And he goes, if they don't like it, stop them. Like, they can't stop him. And I was like, he's right. He's like, Jimmy, these guys are risking their lives. They don't get to celebrate much. Let them celebrate.
That's cool.
To this day, I'm still shocked by it and everything. And that's why when you hear me talk about those things, I'm basically repeating my papa.
Hey, it's all good.
Mm. People no longer with us. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I almost skated past one. Hoda Kotb is 59. I always mispronounce her name. She's one of the co-hosts on the Today Show.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
She does a really good job on that show, by the way. Curtis Blow is 64.
Woo!
One of the reasons we have hip-hop today.
Basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm playing basket. Okay.
The Breaks, Christmas rapping, and I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Curtis Blow, man.
One of the trailblazers of hip-hop. It's true.
I'm sorry. I didn't see all these names coming up here. Melanie Griffith is 66.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah. A lot of people, that's her Catwoman. You know, had a really nice career, Melanie Griffith.
She has had
really,
a good career.
Really good career. One of the greatest voices of all time, Sam Elliott, is 79 today. Wade Garrett and Roadhouse, Virgil Earp and Tombstone, The Stranger and The Big Lebowski, Cher's biker boyfriend in The Mask. Sam Elliott's career is just iconic. It's incredible. It's as incredible as his voice is.
The first time I remember seeing him was in the film Gettysburg, and he plays the cavalry general John Buford, and he in the first half hour, first 45 minutes of the film, it's a long movie, it's like over 3 hours, but he does a speech about the holding the high ground.
Yes.
It's one of the most amazing, and it's just the camera on him, and he's just doing this thing, and it slowly zooms in on him. It's an amazing scene.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that's a scene where you see Sam Elliott, the actor.
Yes.
Late Sam Elliott, it's been more about the voice and just like getting, and understandable.
Yeah.
Again, one of the best voices you'll ever hear. But that, you got to see the thespian in him.
Yes. It's an amazing monologue. Yeah, it's amazing.
Some people no longer with us, like the great Whitney Houston, would have been 60 today.
Aww. Mm.
Born in 63, passed away in 2012. Mm-hmm. Whitney Houston was the first voice I realized listening to pop radio. And like I didn't have to know it was her song to know it was her.
Yes.
And that's before she had like 80 hits. I mean, like she's first starting out, and I don't know her by, you know, she's not a household name, but I hear it and I'm like, oh, I know that voice. Mm-hmm. Like right away, I knew who that voice was. Yep. Just so iconic voice, such an iconic voice, and yep. Gone way too soon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding.
One more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Holly and Emily.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Bev Dong.
Congratulations,
happy birthday, Bev.
And, of course, a happy birthday to Melissa's older brother.
happy birthday, Chris.
Have a great one, Chris. And a very special happy 43rd anniversary to Randy and Judy Paul.
Congratulations, yes. You two.
Randy and Judy.
Yeah.
Treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2 at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Stick around for Melissa's news right here on locally grown radio WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Feels good when you hit that lead there, right?
Yeah,
there,
it is.
When you hit the ramp, it feels really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're having a great, great Wednesday out there. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to be joined by our friend Phil Hartley and our quick friends at Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Woo,
coming yeah. up. Going to be right around the corner. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
For now, I wanted to talk a little bit about this great event coming up, actually. This is what I wanted to get to.
All right.
So today on Midday Magazine, be sure to join us from 3 to 4. We got some great guests. Of course, some of our favorite people to talk to, Stephen and Katrina Hintner from Family Natural Foods.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to kick it off. A special thank you to them. They actually shifted the show. They were going to come in and do it the second half an hour. They're actually doing the first so that we can have on with us Kim Shields from Encourage, who we love talking to, of mm-hmm. course. Kim, good morning to her. But we are bringing on David Stokes. David is going to be this afternoon over at Helen's Zoo House.
That's right. Yeah.
David has got this, and you can find out more by going to dwstokes.com. Through songs, stories, movements, and riddles, live animals and artifacts, have fun getting up close and personal with wildlife. And David Stokes today, right over at the Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo. He has show times at 11:30 and at 3:30. So we're gonna we're flipping things around, and we're gonna have them. This is gonna air at 3.
3, yep.
And then we will have Family Natural Foods play at 3:30.
Yeah.
So nice.
Hopefully, if you didn't catch it, you'll be able, that'll tee you up, and you'll get you to be able to check out David's great show over there.
He's been mm-hmm. doing. He's been here for the last couple of years to doing that, and it sounds like it's such a fun show. So
every Wednesday, right around this time, we are joined by our great friends from Quality Plus Printing. Phil Hartley joins us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, everyone. How are you today?
Doing great.
Doing well, yeah.
How you doing?
Well, we're short one. McKenna had to be away today, so we're on the fly.
Ooh. Ooh.
Okay, customers coming in already, and I was like, oh, I'm trying to catch up, and I sat down, looked at the clock, and said, that time again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, glad to be here with you.
Phil, what is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
So the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday today is panacea.
Ooh.
Panacea.
Panacea. P-A-N-A-C-E-A. It's not just a festival that Pacelli has every year. Which they do with the Pacelli panacea.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, it's anything that, or a panacea is something that can heal or cure anything of or solve any problem.
Wow. That'd be nice.
That'd be a nice word.
Yeah, wouldn't it? If it actually if there were such a thing? Yeah, right.
It's such a fun word to say.
Singing that old Coke song, I like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Panacea must be in that song somewhere.
It's got to be. It's got to be somewhere there. Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it fits in that song. What? Yeah, no, it just means that we can come up with a... an answer for your questions, I guess. That's business that you strive to do, right?
So, right.
You've got an undefeated streak going here, Phil. Every word you've chosen has been awesome and fun to say.
Yeah, that's right.
You've been having some great choices there. How are things going at the shop?
Good. Except, you know, like I said, we're a small shop. We're growing, which is good. But when you're one person down, then you start going, okay.
Realize how important they are.
Really important. What's really important, and let's nail it, you know? Mm-hmm. Things are good. We're busy. With the school year coming up, we're starting to get all the sports books going back and forth for Assumption and Lincoln, and hopefully Nicoosa and Port Arts as well is coming. And then the school administrators start looking at what they need for this fall for their forms and their letterhead and business cards and all those things. So that's keeping us hopping at the moment, along with our normal, you know, everyday people walking in and needing things, doing some projects for the Humane Society, some events that they've got coming up.
Very cool.
Great parks for us as well. So keeping us busy. Even the River Kings are starting to fire up a little bit.
Yeah. I was wondering about that.
Coming to us with information and starting to get their sports book ready and what they need for their season. So, time flies. But, August is a busy month for us. Historically, here it always has been.
We got to get those lanyards made, Phil. We're gonna be trying to get us and our team out and about more. We're gonna be at the state fair and some things like that. So we got to get those lanyards. I'll be over there soon. We'll be over there soon.
You know, we'd be proud to help our amazing local radio station come up with a panacea of
nice. Well done.
Quality Plus is the panacea of printing.
Yeah,
it takes up all your problems with printing.
There you go.
Nice.
Better than saying for all your needs. We are the panacea.
That's right.
Did we just write a new commercial?
Maybe we did.
We just got like half a commercial written right there. That was great.
Let's just go with it.
That was good. Phil, we're already looking forward to next Wednesday's Word and hanging out with you a little bit. We'll have to bring you into the studio sometime soon, too. It's been too long.
You know, if I get near a microphone, it's hard to pair. Bring it on. I'm happy to come over. You know it.
Not today, because you're shorthanded. As our cue usually is to wrap up the segment, we hear the door ringing.
The doorbell go off. There. Yeah. Man.
I try to time it.
Well done. Well done.
Put a little light out thing. Come in, right now.
Always appreciate you, Phil. Thanks for joining us, bud.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Have a great day, everyone.
You too.
Yes, you too.
Have a great day, Phil. A big shout out to Phil Hartley and our great friends over at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out. Get your words out with Quality Plus Printing. Visit them at 3515 8th Street South of Wisconsin Rapids. Can't miss that awesome sign they have, and usually a good phrase up there or something.
I want to wait till tomorrow. Funny. Maybe until tomorrow, just in case. You know, it sounds like they're a little busy today.
Point,
yeah.
Good point. 423-7440, 423-7440 is the number to call. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, qpprinting.com, and follow them on social media. It's a great Facebook page to follow. Keep up to date all they're doing. So buy local, support local. Mm-hmm. Enjoy our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here at WFHR. We'll be back with more coming up in locally grown radio. Yeah. I've been waiting for this one. Didn't realize my mic was on. welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR.
Does anyone have any clue what he's saying?
Yeah, right.
No idea what Joe is singing here.
It's the line coming up, I know. I know. Okay. Might be engaged with. No, that's it.
Very good impression too of Joe Strummer there. That was good.
Big Clash fan over here. Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I've listened to that album.
Ooh, combat rock.
Oh, good stuff. London Calling also.
That's an excellent
one of my favorite albums of all time. We got to get into this one. Peak Dinner Time. Peak dinner time for Americans.
Okay.
Let's get this out of the way right away. For those that don't know what we're talking about, it's supper.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, yes.
One of the bigger contrasts that I had to learn moving to Wisconsin was what most people call it supper around here.
Yep.
At least a lot of the kids that I grew up around do.
Yes.
I don't know how common it is, but just going off of that. And honestly, I had not heard the word supper really growing
really?
Up.
Really? Oh, so okay.
As silly as it sounds, as dumb as I'm going to sound right now, it took me a day. It took me a little bit to understand what the heck supper was.
Okay.
Didn't know.
Well,
that's a part of it, I think, is because dinner happens during lunchtime, like noon.
Yes.
Especially for farmers, because that's the biggest meal of the day.
Mm-hmm. I found this out living in North Dakota around farmers, and this I didn't know that until I did that, because what they use for the word lunch is actually the meal between breakfast and dinner, mm-hmm. which, like Melissa said, is the big meal in the middle of the day. So they mm-hmm. So you have breakfast, you have lunch, you have dinner, then you have another lunch. This is when you're out in the field, you know, working.
Yeah,
hard.
It's like a snack,
and then supper. So there's actually like five meals in wow. the day for if you're a farmer. So
it's
so, yeah.
the Americanized version of tea.
Exactly.
Good point.
That's
nice.
A good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and you work that hard, you need five meals a
it's
day.
It's true.
You
know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're working hard. Yeah.
So do you think you eat dinner early or later than most people, or are you about average? If you're normal dinner time, well, then before I give it, let's hear from you. 424-2600. Mm. What is the normal dinner time for you? Mm. Let's go ahead and go round robin here, too. For me, it is 5 o'clock.
5 that, o'clock, okay.
I would say 5 has always been where my family would eat, and kind of because of that, I've inherited that, if you will. I would say I like, if I'm picking my time to eat, 4:30.
Really?
I seem to be more productive and actually eat if it's around 4:30-ish.
Oh, interesting.
5 o'clock, sure, but it starts getting more and more dicey after 5:01, 5:05. Like, if I even remember to eat after that. It might be midnight before I realize, why is my stomach mad at me?
Oh, wait. I didn't do anything.
And honestly, this has been one of the only reasons I do remember to eat is because of being in this routine of, like, why my stomach? Oh, it must be 4:30. It must be 5. Between 4:35.
Interesting.
And I remember to eat, and I actually eat something sometime, most of the time. But that's always been that for me. And I think this is one of these things that we kind of inherit from our parents.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they had dinner or supper, that's yep. when we would turn and kind of do that. How about for you all? Melissa, what about you?
Well, now I try to eat dinner. Well, I'd like to eat at 4 because we go to bed at 7.
Right.
But right. with work days and you know, prepping food and all that, it's usually closer to 5. Mm. But traditionally, my family eat dinner at 6.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Growing up.
Right now, we tend to have supper anywhere between 5:30 and 6:30. Mm-hmm. That's generally the time that we try to do it. And that's about where it was when I grew up. We tended to do it a little bit towards 6:30 when I was growing up, though. So we did a little bit later, I think. Mm-hmm. But in general, yeah, that's when we're doing it now.
424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. So according to this article, if your normal dinner time is after 6:19, you're later than average.
Oh.
Someone combined stats from surveys taken between 2018 and last year, and 6:19 is the average dinner time overall.
Wow.
But it also depends on the state you're in. Pennsylvania has the earliest dinner time at 5:37, followed by Maine at 5:40. Shout out to Maine resident, Phil Hartley, that we were just
That's
talking
right,
about.
Yeah.
Then 6 states start at 6 on the dot. Vermont, Wyoming, North Dakota, New Hampshire, Alaska, and New Mexico.
Hmm.
Texas and Mississippi have the latest start times at 7:02. Then it's Tennessee and Arkansas at 7 o'clock.
Wow. Okay.
Most people eat dinner between 5 and 8. There's a small pop around 4, too, though. And a solid portion of us are eating dinner much later, including some of us who have said that they have dinner around 10 or 11 at night.
Whoa.
In general, and I guarantee you a lot of those people are working third shift.
Probably.
In general, though, or second shift.
Second shift, yeah.
Because then that would be breakfast if it's third shift.
Yeah, second shift. In general, though, if you want to define what, quote, dinner time is in the U.S., it stretches from 5:07 to 8:19.
5:07. Wow, that's very specific. That makes sense. Well, you know, and it's funny. Well, James sounds like his, you know, normal eat time, you'd be perfect for tea. For high tea, it's around 4, yes, you know, yes, something like yes. that. So, mm-hmm. see, you'd fit right in.
I don't mind that. I need to start drinking more tea, apparently.
It's good
for
you.
I hear my voice on the radio here.
Yeah.
I would argue that those states that eat a little bit later, also, they were in the South,
mm-hmm.
and it's hot. Who wants to eat when they're hot?
Yeah.
So you wait till the day gets a little cooler.
I will bet you, if we looked at the data, the further south you go, going into Latin America, that later they eat supper just for that reason. I think you're right, Melissa. I think that has something to do with it.
Latin American countries, very similar to Italy and Spain, they have the lazier approach to the day. And I don't mean lazy in an insulting way. I mean in life comes first.
Right.
Relaxed.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a better word for it than lazy.
The siesta. Is a much better word. Yeah, your afternoon nap.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then have supper, and then they eat a little bit later in the day. Yeah.
I relaxed is a much more accurate term, much more. And I don't like, I envy that.
I know.
I envy the daylights out of it. We've got relatives in Italy, and when I was a kid, talking to some of them and everything, just talking to them, it was kind of like, huh, you know, it seems nice. As I rushed right back to whatever it was I was doing.
Right. Take it a little slower, a little cooler.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all.
We'll keep this conversation going in the next hour. If you want to call up and join it, go right ahead, 424-2600, and we'll do that with anything you want to talk about.
Yeah.
We love hearing from you, everybody, 424-2600. As it is, how about we give away some State Fair tickets?
Woo! Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it, everybody. You call up 424-2600, tell us one of your favorite things about the State Fair. This is one of your favorite things.
The Midway. Ah, the food. Whatever it is.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. There's no wrong answers.
The cows, you know?
Yes. Oh, that's a good one. My daughter might be calling up now.
Yeah.
Izzy might be on the phone. 424-2600. Call up. Win yourself 5 tickets to Wisconsin State Fair right now, instantly, just like that. We got a winner earlier on the Sunrise Show.
We did.
And we don't want to make our shows jealous of each other, so we need a winner between now and 10. So we'll go ahead.
Plus, we just love giving stuff away.
Yes.
We'll get to a break and we'll come back with more fun on Morning Show at WFHR.